How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another beautiful day. I hope it is where you are. Of course, if you're in the deep south, in areas like Oklahoma and Texas, you can expect Arizona. You can expect temperatures up. Would you believe it? 120 degrees in Phoenix today.
Wow.
All right. Well, we'll try to stay hot for the hour here. Joining us later on will be legendary newsman Bill Curtis. 50 years on television as a trusted resource and co-host for CBS This Morning for a number of years with Diane Sawyer. Bill Curtis will be joining us now, and I'm happy to say he's still active. But let's turn to our first guest and an issue of importance. I guess you can say it's the psychology of feeling wealthy. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press, and it's written by Michael F. K. He's a financial life planner and CFP. You've seen his work in Forbes, Psychology Today, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, etc. He's here to join us. And Michael, good morning. A real pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Stu. The pleasure is mine.
I'm going to throw you a curveball here to open up. I'm just going to say something and you can respond. I'd rather be rich and happy than poor and happy.
Well, I guess it's all how you define happy. I think when you find yourself chasing a life that someone else imagined for you, or that the media tells you is your standard of success, we sometimes convince ourselves that this is a dream that we have to follow. And the idea is we each get to define that for ourselves. What is it that what does being rich mean to us? Does it mean what we have to vacation on private islands and own private jets and things like that in order to feel rich? Or does it mean that we have to, try and keep up with our neighbors and our colleagues to appear that we're successful? Meanwhile, fighting with the bill collectors and our own internal compass that's telling us, this is just not working for us.
Yeah, no, and all these points are salient points, but I think in order to achieve a state of as much as we can define consistent happiness and bliss and satisfaction is to know that there's enough money there, which is why your service is so important, to make sure that we can pay our bills, we're covered with insurance, we can put our kids through school, etc. So isn't it really a balance? And I'm with you on the I'm with you certainly on the fact that I'm not interested in luxurious boats and second and third homes, but there has to be a level where we achieve financial security so that we can live day to day without fear.
Absolutely, I think at the end of the day, what is it that everyone wants is to be able to put their head on the pillow at night and feel a sense that they're on the right path, that they're not going to outlive their resources, that if they value educating their children or helping a parent or an aging parent or supporting a charity that's really important to them, that they can do these things with ease and comfort. But it does all start with what it is that you care most about, what I call your musts. What must happen for one to feel satisfied and heading in the right direction? And it's a process. It's not something that typically happens overnight. We find ourselves living a particular lifestyle because we kind of fall into it. We make more money, so therefore we have to spend more money. We have to increase our lifestyle. And it can become this overwhelming, the dog chasing its tail of trying to find something. How do we define it? So the idea is, yes, I agree with you 1,000%. We must have balance in our lives. We must feel that we can do the things that we care most about. I want to make sure I don't outlive my resources. I don't want to become dependent on my children. So these are things that are vitally important. And in order to do those things, we have to have good habits and good behaviors and good and proper beliefs about what we do and how we do it, and then apply that to the array of am I managing my taxes properly? Is my estate set up correctly? Is my cash flow in alignment? Am I overspending my discretionary spending? Do I have credit card debt that I'm carrying? Am I adding to my retirement plan? What are these things that I'm doing that are my insurances and risk management programs appropriate to my needs?
Well, one of the things that is attractive about what you do, at least to me, is the fact that you're a financial life planner and certified financial planner. And yet everyone has to be analyzed differently in terms of what their expectations in life are. So don't you find yourself kind of wearing a dual hat all the time as a financial planner and that as a psychotherapist in a sense of diagnosing where these people are and analyzing it because one size doesn't fit all in terms of how to run your life?
Well, I'm really careful about that, the idea of psychotherapist, because I think what the psychotherapist does is prescribe and not only diagnose but also treat. The work in as a financial life planner is really about listening and helping people articulate their beliefs and then allow them to examine it. And we have a great degree of awareness of where people are coming from when we start talking about their money history. What are those things that have imprinted upon their beliefs that are now their normal? So in a sense of what you said, and again, I get a little sensitive with this whole idea of psychotherapists because we're not therapists.
No, I didn't mean in a formal sense, but you have to understand where people are going and what they want, whether they want to be conservative or whether they want to live life a little bit recklessly. And if indeed they take either path, you have to be able to be perceptive enough in order to see that, because you can't force someone into a box that they don't fit in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The whole idea is really listening to people's stories. And so much of what we do really centers around those stories. So, for example, with people who are older, it's very frequent to hear that either they grew up in the Depression or they grew up with parents of the Depression, and their money messages and their imprints are that about either one of two camps, very defined. They either won't spend a nickel or they can't save a nickel. So the whole idea of their imprint, what they heard growing up, becomes what's normal to them, and therefore that's how they live. So our job is to hear it, understand it, ask them whether it's kind of ask them these questions that turn around their statements for them to analyze. So, for example, if someone grows up with this belief of, I need to keep up with, I need to show the world that I'm rich or that I'm successful, and meanwhile they're struggling with credit card debt and things like that. So the question is, how's that working for you? How is that supporting what you really care about? Do you care more about showing that you are a success versus being able head on the pillow at night and not worry that, you know, you've maxed out your credit cards and that you're getting phone calls and collection notices. So it's really about understanding what they learned growing up about money. And unfortunately, most people learn very little about money. Some people are very fortunate, and they'll hear from their parents, oh, it, you know, save for a rainy day, don't buy something you can't afford. And these are all supportive, wonderful messages that they take with them into adulthood and to those habits that they create.
Well, you're not here to solicit business, but certainly you can make recommendations on how people should choose someone to handle the finances in their life, or at least advise them. I always want to be in control and make the final decision. It's a jungle out there, Michael.
Yes, it is. I think it's very important for consumers to be extraordinarily wary of who they entrust with helping them work through the minefield of the financial world, because I think the Wall Street empire does its very best to make things as confusing as possible. And to be honest with you, it can be confusing, but it isn't magic.
All right, we're going to can you stick around for another segment?
Sure.
All right, we're going to come up on a break here, and then we'll give you some good, Michael will give you some good solid advice. I don't have any advice. The only advice I give you is to listen to what he says. Michael F.K., The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's available now in Korea Press. And this book can do nothing but help you. We'll be back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
After school. After school.
All right, we're back, and that was the illustrious Randy Starr with his one single big hit, After School, and we're back right now with Michael F.K. He is a life planner, financial life planner. The name of the book is The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. It's published by Korea Press. And what I love about this book is you don't get lost in it. And then you've got some way to get directly involved other than reading it. You've got worksheets and questions, et cetera. Talk about that and what they consist of, Michael.
Sure. Well, what I tried to do with this book was to offer the reader the opportunity to it's not a do-it-yourself financial plan, but what it does do is lead the reader through exercises to ask questions about, to make sure that they understand their attitudes and beliefs around money. And then I put in some worksheets that deal with the facts of their money. Where are they today? What's coming in the door? What's going out the door? What does their net worth look like? Are they swimming in debt? Are they, you know, sitting with cash? What's their situation today? So I want them to become very aware of that there's this two sides of one's money life. There's the quantitative, the numbers, the nuts and bolts, what's coming in, what's going out. And then there's the qualitative, is how we feel about money and how those feelings create our behaviors. So I offer a bunch of different worksheets in the book that allow people to work through their own, at their own pace. No one's judging them. No one's reading it. No one's looking over their shoulders to be able to work through their decisions about what would make their life better, what would bring them closer to their values. So I really want them to kind of dig deeply, and I tell them in the book, turn your cell phones off, find a place where you can, you know, turn the TV off, have some place where it's quiet, where you can focus, and that you can bring the truth, put the truth on the page. What I've also done is offered a promotion for people who get the book in the first several weeks. If they send me the copy of the receipt, we'll send them access to the fillable worksheets where they can download them right off the website and work, you know, either work on the computer or a tablet or have a little bit more room to work. And so I really want people to get involved with this. This is about their life and their values and their wealth. This is what the true wealth is living a life that's aligned with what you care about. What's better than that?
We look at this society, and I'm sure you're old enough to see the radical transformation we've had, making this non-political as opposed to apolitical. We've got dealing with just a horrific epidemic of drugs, obesity, and then there's another epidemic out there, and that is poor financial status, bad decisions based upon gambling or other bad spending habits. How do you advise people to turn this around? This is not easy because this is like going to AA, I would think. I've never had the problem, but it's just another addiction.
Yeah, it is an addiction, and it's one that's fostered by habits that become ingrained in them. This whole idea that I must be able to do these things to keep up with. It's about self-image. And don't forget, you can't turn on the television, watch a movie, open up the computer without being just bombarded with these images and stories of people who live a lifestyle that is, really given to the very, very few. But it's in our faces constantly, and this pressure of, I am less than. And it's time to really say, you know what, that's nonsense. I'm not less than Bill Gates. I am in terms of my net worth, but my happiness and my joy, I'm sure he gets as much happiness and joy in his life for the things that he does and his values. It's the same thing with our own, but we have to have scale. We have to have relativity. Does my behavior support what I care most about, or is it causing me to be in this state of money misery? And that's this constant kind of push and pull in our lives about, I need something to make me feel better that I'm okay, and yet that creates more bills, and it becomes this kind of circular life of misery. And it's time to stop. It's like, enough. What we see on television, what we hear, people who I've seen this in my career. I started my career as an accountant, a CPA, and I remember someone asked me to come do their taxes and came to this big, beautiful house and walked in thinking, oh, I found a client that's pretty well off. And I walked in and there's nothing in the house. There's no furniture. And they were drowning in debt. And they were, you could see that they were living on folding tables. They bought a house way more expensive than they could afford. But yet, they wouldn't change. And this is what they had decided was important. So they had to have this image of being successful. And you know what? If it causes you that much sleep, that many sleepless nights, why are you doing it?
Yeah, it's hard to understand, but many of us fall into traps, and it takes a lot of discipline in your life to make things work. I mean, this is really a general question, and it's not just geared for people who have this addiction, people with bad spending habits. But generally, how do we approach your clients when they come in to begin the process of to do whatever it is that you do in terms of financial planning? How do you approach it?
We start off with some simple financial life planning questionnaires and questions that deal with understand. We want the client to understand, we want to understand where they're satisfied in their life and where they're not so satisfied in their life. So we want to understand, is their cash flow sufficient for their life? Are they struggling in debt? Are they happy with their level of protection? All these different very general questions. And then the next thing that we want to understand is their money history, their money biography. What did they learn from their parents about money? What are the best lessons they learned? What was their experience the first time they ever bought something with money that they had earned, and how did they feel about it? So there's a whole program of worksheets that we go through with our clients that help us, and more importantly, help them define out what are the issues, what are the things that create the most amount of stress and anxiety, and what it takes to where the changes need to be made. And it's a really interesting exploration. We, in our conference room, we have a box of Kleenex and a bowl of chocolate, and they're both used liberally, and it's okay. It's okay. I mean, money is emotional.
You got it. And the book is an asset to everyone. The Feel Rich Project, Reinventing Your Understanding of True Wealth to Find True Happiness. Michael F. K. Michael, it's indeed a pleasure making your acquaintance and hearing about your book.
Thanks so much, Stu.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
Well, welcome right now. A special treat for you. As joining us is Louis de Fortereau. He is the global brand director for GH Mom Champagne. And I'm here to talk with a new promotion that's just come out and talk all about it. Louis, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
What is this promotion all about with champagne? It gets everybody kind of bubbly.
Yeah, I mean, we're actually launching the new bottle of Moom Champagne. That's Moom Grand Cordon, which is arriving to the U.S. today. So so Moom has been the number one selling brand in the U.S. for more than a century, but we lost our position in the market, and we are keen on becoming, again, a great leader of the champagne in the market. So for this, we have designed a brand new bottle, which is absolutely outstanding, thanks to avant-garde designer Ross Lovegrove, who really took it seriously and brought the Cordon Rouge, which is our main graphic asset, the red sash, very beautifully in the bottle.
Yeah, and I want to say it's pronounced Moom up north of the border, it's south of the border here at the Mom. We'll refer to it here as Moom so people don't get confused. You have this is really a first in the sense that you're going to have a first-of-its-kind brand film. Created with actor Kellan Lutz, who a lot of people are familiar with. And let me ask you what this incredible promotion is.
Well, you know, Moom Champagne has got a motto, which is there, win, celebrate. And we wanted to bring that to life through an interesting movie, which is kind of revolutionary in that sense that we're bringing our chef de cave, our cellar master, Didier Mariotti, to star that video together with the international actor Kellan Lutz. The whole idea is that Kellan is throwing a party in New York, but he realizes in the morning that there's no champagne. So he calls Didier, and Didier is in Reims. He's in Champagne region and tasting wine, obviously. And so Kellan asks a favor to Didier, and in a kind of, mission impossible, he asks Didier to bring the bottle by the sunset on the same day. So Didier gets on a trip from, a fast car to a jet, and then he's kind of skydives into the American sky, and then Kellan gets the bottle on a motorbike and runs through the city to bring the bottle to the party. So it's a new way, to integrate the Moom Cellar Master into the action of the movie, for him to really stand for the values of the brand. There, win, celebrate.
I just have to say, for those who aren't familiar, and most people out there are, Kellan Lutz has attracted all this great attention all around the world, the Twilight saga. This film, just out of curiosity, I'm not asking you for a budget allocation, but how expensive was it to put this together? I mean, this is really an action film, and you're looking to take the reputation of this wine from the cellars and Rhymes all the way to New York. How big a deal is this?
Well, we had this cool idea, just to have the chef de cave starring, the cellar master starring the movie. And because the brands got those values of, pushing the limits, being avant-garde, being, into the thrill of victory and the competition, we thought the best person to embody all these values would be our Moom Champagne chef de cave and cellar master. So we had this beautiful idea, and then we brought it to life very easily because Kellan Lutz was a perfect fit with the brand because of those values, and he really liked the story, he liked the plot. So, you know, both CDA and Kaylan found their ways very easily on set, and they had great fun rolling this movie.
Louis Defortereau, the global brand director for G.H. Moom, it's spelled M-U-M-M for those who don't drink champagne, and you may want to try it because it is fantastic. The website is mumm.com, correct, Louis?
Yes, correct.
There are some production changes that are in this film. When I say changes, you've got kind of a whole brand new approach to doing this, and a lot of it is involving the audience who are part of this. It's highly unusual.
Yeah.
I don't recall anything like this being done.
Well, you know, that's one of the innovations that we're bringing with that movie, is that basically we're taking a point of view, the audience with us in the movie. So the viewer is constantly together with the bottle and the action. So it's following in a very innovative way of filming. And it's filming and then seeing the bottle going through the Champagne region and then in the air and then skydiving and then in the New York City until reaching the party. So it's a very innovative way of filming, very immersive, which makes our audience part of the movie as well, which we wanted, you know, to convey stronger emotion.
Let me change the direction of this for a moment, Louis, and ask you about the Moom brand of champagne. What makes it so exceptional?
Well, in many respects, you know, Moom Champagne has been a great leader of the champagne industry. Started in 1827, you know, the house was founded at that time, and very quickly, the founder, George Herman Moom, found a very interesting way to promote his champagne by introducing that red dash on the label. That was inspired by the Légion d'honneur, which is the highest civilian decoration in France. And that way he conveyed a lot of, you know, premiumness, a lot of luxury, a lot of excellence around the bottle. So in that respect, you know, Moom Champagne became the reference throughout the 19th century and the 20th century as the reference of quality champagne, up until leading the category early 20th century. And then in the U.S. specifically, you know, Moom Champagne has been extremely strong by being the first brand sold for more than 100 years in a row. And that's why the bottle, that very famous bottle with this red sash, is present in many, many movies, such as Casablanca and many others, because the Moom Champagne was the leading brand in the U.S. for decades. And it's always stood for, it's always stand for quality and excellence. You know, the motto of our founder, George Herman, was only the best. So he was still seeing the best grapes. He had the best terrains to grow the best wines. And it's always been a great reference for extreme quality.
How much persuasion did it take, if I can use that terminology, to get Kevin Lutz and Didier Mariotti to engage in this, what sounds like a high-risk venture? Did it take some persuasion?
Well, not really, because Didier Mariotti is very much in line with the style of the house, and everybody working on the brand, on this magnificent house of champagne, Moom, everybody is taking part of the values of the brand. So we're all daring, we're all thrilling, you know, we're all about pushing the limits and surpassing ourselves. So when the idea came up, actually, yeah, he really enjoyed it and he was really on board. So, you know, and when it and when the time, you know, came to skydive, he was more than happy to do it, actually.
What is the extent of this tour in terms of duration? And what other plans do you have in the future that you can talk about for Moom Champagne?
Well, you know, we've got lots of plans for the brand. And you know, the Moom House is set to have a brilliant future in the U.S. for the numerous activations that we have. You know, whether that be in being in throwing parties, the best celebrations, and being, you know, around and more present to the ends of consumers.
What closing comments would you like to make? You've got about maybe a little less than a minute. Is there something you'd like to talk about Moom grand cordon that we haven't talked about during the course of this interview?
No, I think that the Moom Grand Cordon bottle is absolutely lovely, beautiful. The wine's excellent. I would really invite all consumers who want to discover that magnificent brand to do it in one of the best restaurants and bars of the city.
Your job, it sounds fascinating. What, as global brand director, what are your responsibilities? What's your role with GH Moom?
Well, the whole responsibility for this role is to define the commercial and marketing strategy for the brand globally. So it's about, you know, telling a story that resonates to consumers' mind and expanding it in all the markets of the world where we want the brand to be visible and activated.
Well, I just want to conclude this by saying, bottoms up, Louis DeFortero, Global Brand Director for GH Moom, M-U-M-M, GH Moom Champagne, unveiling the Moom Grand Cordon bottle. It's been a pleasure, Louis, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We will be back.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
BizTalkRadio.com.
TheFours.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk, he doesn't over-talk, he doesn't shout, and we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
One of the first things you should do when you do radio, you should do it in life too. It's really to be yourself and kind of open up in the form of a confessional. I guess I'm a little bit insecure because I get one of my big thrills when I say, hey, you're looking for a phenomenal meal, go to Seasons 52. They've got two locations, Burlington, Massachusetts, Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. The website, if I could sneak this in, is Seasons 52. That's 52, seasons52.com. And people go and they contact me. You know, I'm so insecure. I want to make sure everybody likes me. And they call up and they thank me for sending them to this restaurant. It's really a good feeling. But I would never send anybody to anywhere and recommend anything that I didn't personally approve of. And I eat at Seasons 52 frequently. So I am telling you, if you're in the area, in Mass, it's worth a ride. If you're near Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, if you're near Burlington, Massachusetts, stop there. You'll send me an email and say, thanks for changing my life. Well, it may not be quite that dramatic, but joining us to talk about it is Dan Hebenstreit. He is the managing partner of one of the great restaurants you'll ever want to go to, and he's here to join us. Dan, welcome. It's great to have you with us, and I got absolutely dazzled by the trout again that I went back to. I get stuck on something there, and I love it so much. My wife says try something else, but I love the filet. I love the trout. I love the chicken. It's great to have you on.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Stu. How are you doing?
Oh, listen, I'm doing absolutely great, and looking forward to coming there again. It's just something that's one of the joys of my life. And here we are in summer. I hate to say it, we're almost halfway through summer, and with summer comes a brand new menu. So what have you got? Because I'm gonna take notes diligently here.
Already. So the menu change happens on the 21st, so next week, and we have of course with summer you have tomatoes, you have corn. We have figs coming in the middle of summer. So, for example, we have our roasted tomato soup coming on, our summer corn soup coming on. We're going to be featuring some prosciutto-wrapped figs, and then the figs will carry over to another dish, and that will be on our fig and bacon flatbread. And as you know, we're very well known for our flatbread. It's a great way to start off the meal. Then we roll into to some tomatoes, the heirloom tomatoes, and we have an heirloom tomato and Hass avocado salad, one of my personal favorites. We have a watermelon and heirloom tomato salad that's coming on as well, which is an absolutely stunning dish visually. And I have a lot of anticipation that when these start coming out of the kitchen, everybody's going to be ordering one. We have a sweet corn and ricotta ravioli coming on, roasted summer corn skillet, And then one of the big challenges for our concept is to try to come up with a mac and cheese for adults that's enjoyable, which still adheres to our sort of health-conscious and calorie-conscious menu. And we have come up with a mac and cheese in brodo. And the brodo is we're cooking the pasta in the cheese broth to infuse the flavors of the cheese, and the cheese will be cheddar and Gruyere. And this dish is about 15, somewhere between 15 and 20 steps to make. It's absolutely amazing. We tasted it at our menu rollout meeting. It's amazing. And the calories are still low. And we got away with not doing bechamel, which is a very heavy base for something like a mac and cheese. We've got our version of it that adheres to Season 52 goal of low calories but great flavor. And it works really well. And, of course, as you know, we have our mini selection, and our new mini coming on for the summer is the Traverse City Cherry Creme Brulee. We had it last year. It sold very well. These Traverse City cherries are coming from Michigan. They're full of flavor and tartness. The area where they come from is considered sort of the Napa Valley of cherries. So a lot of great and exciting things coming on the menu, and they all speak to summer and the summer season, and it's going to be phenomenal.
I want to get into Restaurant Week, but I have a question here that is always paramount in my mind since my background is business, and I think, and I'm not just blowing hot air here, I really mean it, your prices are extremely reasonable. The menu is very health-conscious, cholesterol-wise, et cetera. You never sacrifice on the quality. I've never been in the restaurant business, but I certainly know enough people in it, and I know what it's about, and I've done radio restaurant shows. I mean, the costs are exorbitant today. How do you balance maintaining the quality, which is at such a high level, and keeping your costs down? How are you able to do? I mean, can you answer that question?
Shortly, yes, in a sense of, you know, it's all about controls. It's all about the time that gets put in and developing the menu. As you know and you spoke to, we do keep our menu very simple. So there's not a lot going on in terms of we're not building in our prep stations big sauces. Like I mentioned, a bechamel, we're not doing a lot of that. We source phenomenal protein. We keep it simple. It's coming off our wood-fired grill, simple seasoning, and simple vegetables, simple produce. It's the sort of the KISS approach, you know, keep it simple, stupid. So we do that, and it really allows the flavors of the food to come through. But again, you know, it really starts with the sourcing of the product, and then it starts in prep. And then from there, the consistency becomes the big challenge. How do you get these dishes out on a daily basis to 3, 4, and sometimes up to well over 1,000 guests? And that's a challenge, and that's all about people and training and leading.
Yeah, and I know from having been there, if it ain't right, you ain't bringing it out. And
correct.
I love that. A lot of restaurants, you know, this one that was just in the news now, I'm not going to mention it. You know, they just want to bang out the meals, bring in the dollars. We've only got a minute left, so I've cut you short here. I want you to just talk about Restaurant Week real quickly here in the last minute.
Very quickly, Restaurant Week starting in August. Dates will be August 14th to the 19th, then a Saturday break, and then the 21st to the 26th. And again, that's in August.
All right. Anything else down the road that you can talk about that isn't subject to compliance?
Yeah, no. Right now, we're just focused on the summer change and Restaurant Week. And then, you know, shortly after August, we'll start getting into our fall menu change. And, of course, you and I will be on air to talk about that again.
All right. Help me. What am I going to order next time I come in? You know, I've tried so much. Help me out here because I keep getting stuck. I love everything so much, I get stuck on it. What should I order on my next trip?
We got to move you back from the trout, maybe go back to the lamb or the filet.
All right. We're going to do that. And, again, let me give the website out. This is worth doing, and it's an experience. It's not a meal. It's an experience, and it's Seasons 52. And go to seasons52.com. Dan Haven Street. This is like a great addiction for me. You know, I don't have any negative addictions. I'm perfect, but positive addiction. Got to go to Seasons 52. Thanks a million for joining us. All right, we'll see you back here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.